שמזמרים בשורש הכי ראשי. Those who who plow with the oxen, they plow the land. So they sing. והנה יאו לחבנס השבורים מתלמיים, שהילכם לכל השיר, דור הפלאים. But the gadoye, those who are involved in weaving, אין יאו לשחק. So that's awesome. So here, it's another reason. That has nothing to do with Avilus and the Chug. Because as far as Avilus and the Chug, so as far as singing is concerned, so according to all the Sheni, even the Rambam, who is the biggest Machmir, so it's Muta Shalui Bebeis HaMishtoyis, so it's only Bebeis HaMishtoyis that Zimri is Osa. And here he says that the songs of the weavers, so that is Osa. So that's another Issa. That's not based upon the whole. So what kind of an Issa is that? This is an Issa because the song, it's a frivolous song. In other words, because that was the Mitzias. I mean, the songs that were chanted by the weavers were frivolous songs. So that is Osa all the time. In other words, rock and roll singing is Osa under all circumstances. Even Shaloi Bebeis HaMishtoyis. Only something that has a serious motive. So is Muta Shaloi Bebeis HaMishtoyis. And Bebeis HaMishtoyis, even something that is serious, is also because of Avilus and Chub. But anything that has a frivolous motive or is conducive to frivolity, so that is also under all circumstances, even Shaloi Bebeis HaMishtoyis. Now, the Rambam, I asked you to go over the Rambam Pirsha Mishne Noves. But there is also Chuvas Rambam. I don't think that I mentioned that. Chuvas Rambam, Irish Chov Dalet, Shiloh Me'aram Tzeimu. Hamuta Lishmeya Shiro im Shire Hoezo or Arvin Vizem. Shire Hoezo means probably war. I mean, the Arabs had certain songs that glorified the gvura of certain people. So, Hachuve Yodua She'etzem Hazemar Vanigunim Kulo Masir. A few in Abraham are a million cloud. Not after if you say words. Just a nidden without words is also awesome. Le'imrom, Zal, Udne di Shoma Zimra Teoki. Now here the Rambam doesn't discuss Avilus and Chub. Uchvobir Talmud, She'ein Hevdel, Bein Shmia Sazemer, Oy Nigun al Nisorim, Oy Yashmua Sanimeis, Bilon Milim, Elo Kolma, שמייבלי דיסים חסן נפש וישחק שוסו ווסה. כמו שאומרו, ויסומכו דבריהם, אל ניסר הנובי, אל תשמח ישראל אל גיל כאן, ויתאם זה בור מי, לפי שכיח טייב הזה, צורך לכיף שי, ולמיני, ולמשך בריסנוי, ולוי שיפעל ויחיה מייסי. It's a strange expression in Russian Kiddush, because it's a translation from Arabic. But I suppose Meise means dormant. In other words, through this music and through this singing, you one is likely to arouse the dormant taivas that lurk in a person's psyche. So he says, in other words, he's talking about music and songs that have a frivolous note. In other words, rock and roll music. There always has been rock and roll music. Never mind, I mean, this nonsense that there was a certain person who invented it. He invented one form of rock and roll music, but rock and roll music has existed since Sheishas in Ebrechis. V'imashgichim v'echod hayetzim naklal, shema'atim komeisei, אשר מביא לידי שמיר הסנפש, ומאירוס יספאוס, לעסוג הסמוסקול, או יקניו לדבורים הלכים. לפי שדיני הטבע לא נכתבו, אל לפי הורי והרוגל, שדיבר חכון בעיד. In other words, the Rambam says that frivolous music doesn't mean something that is expressive, that there are pornography. No, not after that. Even if there is no pornography, no nibupe, but if it is conducive, if it is capable of arousing ecstasy in the heart of the person, so then it will lead to frivolity. Only certain individuals, he says, Yechidei Sgula, so they will not become demoralized as a result of ecstasy. But the average person can only become demoralized as a result of ecstasy. So he says, V'imashgichim be'achod ha'yitzim la'klal, Shema'atim kemei say, you see, there are certain people who become very inspired by certain kind of songs. Now, I don't want to mention names, but these are exceptions. So, but the average person is likely to become demoralized as a result of ecstasy. Because when a person's mind, intellect, stops, ceases to be the censor over his emotions, then the person can wrongly serve. As a matter of fact, you see that all those, on the whole, of course there are exceptions, but all those who are involved in the music profession, and I'm not saying anything against the Yechidei Sgula, but most, rube de rube, of those who are involved in the music profession, lead the nimar life. I mean, this is a fact. I mean, we don't have to deceive ourselves. Why? Because music has the tendency to arouse the emotions and to take away the control of the intellect. And when a person is so lets himself be swayed by his emotions, so then he can run the circle. What happened to Shabbos Tzvi? Originally, the first adherents of Shabbos Tzvi were good Jews, Maminim, good Jews, but they let themselves be swayed by emotions, by ecstasy. And once you let yourself be swayed by emotions, so then the halacha has no control. Then the halacha has no control. So because of that, he says that frivolous music is not dafke, music that is explicitly frivolous. In other words, even if it can arouse too much ecstasy in the person, so it's also frivolous. So v'mashgichim v'echol ha'yetzim la'klal shema'atim k'meisei asher mubiya lidi shmiras ha'nefesh ומהירוס הספעלוס לעסוק הסמוסקו לקניאו מדברי הלקים מפי שדין העתירו לנכתבו אל פיורי ברוגל שדיבו חכום בהיב וכבו ביארו לנו הנביאים זייס ויאמרו בגנוסון השימוש בכלי השיר על דרך הפולחון על שמוסון וזה אימרון הפיוטים על פי הנבל כי דוד חושבו להם כלי שיר וכבו ארנו בפירוש There is a long discussion in the Pirkei Avos. So there he criticizes certain Jews. So if somebody sings a song in Arabic, let's say at a wedding, so he's being condemned and criticized. Even if the contents of that song in Arabic have a sublime motive. So, but if it's sung in Arabic, so it's no good. But if the song is chanted in Lashon HaKodesh, so even if it's frivolous, nothing wrong in it. So he criticizes these people. And he says, on the contrary, if a certain song has a frivolous note, so it's worse when it's chanted in Lashon HaKodesh. Because then he's mechalel the Lashon HaKodesh. The Lashon HaKodesh should be used for sublime things, not for frivolous things. So this is what is Sheruch Vobeanu Pirush Abis once again. She inhabited with the Purim or Ivrim with the Purim or Arabi. Vein ze osa o muter, o mifiyin yin hakol beizim ha-dibur. So there in the Pirush of Pirkei Avos, and the Mishnah of the Motzosila Guf Teif Mishniko. So he classifies Dibur into different categories. Dibur Oseh, Dibur Hamigune, not Oseh, Dibur Hamigune, and Dibur Hamuter, and Dibur Hamichuyev, and Dibur Hamishubach. Five categories. So Dibur Oseh means, let's say, if it involves Mamish Dibur Peh, so then it's Dibur Oseh, if that's all. And Dibur Hamuter means just his own private things. And Dibur Hamigune means it doesn't involve any Dibur Oseh, it doesn't involve any Nibur Peh, it doesn't involve any Lashon Hara, it doesn't involve any Klole, but it's Migune. In other words, what does it mean, Migune? החלק הראשון הוא אמצו בבי והוא קריאס התאירה ולימודו הוא קריאס תלמודו וזו עם מצוות עשה נאו החלק הבי הוא הדיבור הנסה וניזם ממנו כי לשקר דבר שקר וחילס כלולה נצור וכן ניבו פה ולא שנרה תצוס החלק הגימור הוא הדיבור הנימוס אשרים ויתאלס ליודו בנפשי ולא יעבירו ולא ימרי, כי ריב סיפור ההמאים, במש עירה, מה שהויו, מה היא מנהג עם מלך פלני, ביכולי, ואיכו איסו סיבה סמובס פלני, או איכו איסו אשר פלני, ואילו קרים איסו מחחום עם פסיכופטר, והחסיד עם משתדו באמצום לוני, אז זה החלק מדהים. בודץ מגונה. החלק הדלת הוא הנער, והוא הדיבור בשבח המיילס השיחליאס ומיילס המיליאס, ובגנוס הפחיסיאס, משני המינים יחד, לאויר הנפש, למיילס בסיפורים ובשירים, ולמונו מן הפסיך נפחיסיוס, בדרוך עם אוהי, בעצמו, וכן לשבח החשוב עם מלאידס מליסיהם, כדי שיתבו מנוגיהם בין בני אותו, ויהיוכו בדעקיהם, ולגן איסורויים בפחיסיוסיהם, כדי שיסגונו פולוסום וזיכון בין בני אותו, וישרחו מהם, ולסנג להם כמנגיהם. החלק ההי הוא עמוד. So in other words, Then he says, Gam yeish li boze teisves, ki kishayi u shnei piyuti, u li shnei emini nechot, meho yakeach hatavo, li shabich hoiso, vi yisamach hanefesh bo, vu psichisus, vu mechilik adibra animos, mipnishu mizaris, umeirer al mido pchuso, moishu mizboya midvarenu ferkavi, ויהיו אחד משני הפיוטים עברי, ואחד ערבי ולעז, יהיה שני עשו עברי, והדיבור בו יסנים עצ אצלה תאירו, למיילס הלושן שאין צורך שישתמשו בי, אלו במיילס, כל שכנים יצטרף אלו שיוסימו בי פוסק נתב. So in other words, if there are two songs, and if the songs are equally frivolous, so it's much worse when it is chanted in Moshna Kedesh than when it is chanted chanted in Arabic. Now, so in other words, the Rambam in Yod HaZoko only mentions Hilchos Taanis. The Issa Mitzad Achor, Mitzad Aveiros HaNechor. He doesn't mention any other Issa. Here in the Tshuva, he doesn't discuss the Issa as Aveiros Mitzad Achor. So we could say it's two separate things, because in Hilchos Taanis, he mentions the issue of playing music, even if the music is sublime. Even if the music is sublime, as Aveilus and the whole. Here he mentions frivolous music, or frivolous singing. So that is also because of its frivolity. Not because Aveilus and the whole. But the question is, the Rambam in Yod HaZoko, when he mentions the Yisrael music as Avilas and the home, so he says, V'chein gozru, shalom inagim b'chli shir, v'chol mini zemer, v'chol mashmi ikil shal shir, oso v'smei aben, v'yoso v'sheimo m'pnei achor. So where is the mocker for this gemore? Everybody says, our gemore, for this halacha, our gemore, the posik of Altismach Yisroel al Gil Vami. So, imahu havamina hanem lezimcha dimona avul pume shori komashlo. That the pume is also a seral shir. And the Gemara mentions the posik of Altismach Yisroel al Gil Vami. And this the Rambam mentioned as Aveles and the Chor. But in the Chuvas Rambam, when he mentions, when he discusses frivolous singing and frivolous music that is not based on the home, he also mentions this posik, Al Tismach Yisroel El Gilkan. El Gilkan. So, Monefsheh, if this posik is based upon Avelis and the home, so it is no mokeya for frivolous music. And if this posik is the source for frivolous music, so it cannot be used as a source, as a basis for the Yisr of playing music that is not frivolous. I think he had it enough here, no? We don't have, all right, it's all right, it's not necessary, it's okay. Now, so it seems that the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, this posik of Altismach Yisroel El Gil Ba'amim, it serves as a basis for the Yisr of frivolous music, frivolous singing, and also the Yisr of music as Aveles on the home, and of singing B'beis HaMishtoyis as Aveles for the home. The same person. Why? Because when the Chachomim assert certain things, when the Chachomim assert certain things as Aveles for the Chum, they did not assert any normal functioning of life. That the Chachomim didn't assert. The Chachomim, the purpose of all the takones of Aveles and the Chum was not that the Jew should torment himself, Chas v'Shalom. There is no such takone. The purpose was to inspire the people. In other words, because the Aviles and the Chorben, so is conducive to Yecheshma Nefesh. And in the long run, it is conducive to Tshuva too. So that's the reason as to why the Chachomim were misaking certain things, and they assert certain things as Aviles and the Chorben, in order to instill a mood of solemnity and seriousness and responsibility towards Klal Yisrael in the heart and the mind of every Jew and Jewess. That's the reason as to why the Chachomim assert certain things as Avilas HaLechom. Not that the Jews should torment themselves. That is no mitzvah. So the purpose of all the Avilas HaLechom is to instill a mood of solemnity. So Mimele, the posik says, Al Tismach Yisroel El Gil Kam. So then, I don't remember the Roshna posik, but then the Novi says that the Jews suffered. So the Mele, so the Novi says, Al Tismach Yisroel El Gil Kam. In other words, the Jews cannot resort to the same lifestyle as the Umisayla. So Mimele, that means that excessive music and excessive singing is conducive to laxity and to frivolity. So for the same reason, this is what the posik says, Al Tismach Yisroel Al Gil Kami. In other words, Jews have to deport themselves differently than Lume Seilom. They should not allow themselves to be swayed by their emotions. And they always have to be on guard against falling prey to emotions and to ecstasy. So because of that, the Chachomim assert certain things as Avilas HaNechom, because The purpose of the Avilus Hanachum is also to dispel frivolity from the Jewish heart, to instill solemnity and a sense of responsibility and solidarity with Klal Yisrael. If a person is always in a frivolous mood, so he cannot have any feeling of solidarity with the Klal Yisrael. And how can he be mishtate b'tzar shel Yisrael if he lets himself be swayed by his emotions? So it's like the mayor Katz of New York, when he came to Borough Park to visit, to see, the victim who was stabbed Friday night at midnight by a certain hooligan. So then he was singing. He was singing, "What a wonderful life it is. How am I doing?" So, you can't instill discipline in a city if the mayor is disposed to sing "What a wonderful life it is." So in other words, that's the purpose. This is the purpose of the Avilus Hanachum. The purpose is to instill a mood of solemnity and seriousness and a sense of responsibility. So the posik of Al Tismach Yisroel El Gil Ka'ami really conveys the message that excessive singing and excessive playing is only conducive to demoralization. So then the Chachomim place certain limits. So one is that they ask certain things and Avilus Hanachum. And then, but so then they only ask Rebeis Hamishte. They didn't ask Shaloi Rebeis Hamishte. Or if it's excessive singing, Kadekoin Vidomich, every time he gets up and every time he retires. But otherwise it's not Osir. But if the song has a frivolous note, then it's Osir anyway. The question is, why is it that the Rambam Yerach HaZoko, here he mentions an Isser of frivolous singing and frivolous music, even without recourse to Avilus Hanachum? And why is it that in the Yerach HaZoko he doesn't mention? He only mentions the Tzivu, the Takone, as Avilus Hanachum. So it appears from the Rambam, and after looking over, when the Rambam divides Dibur into five categories. One is Muzer, like Nibul Peh, Loshon Hara, Klole, and one is Mitzuveh, like Limud HaTor, Kriyas HaTor, one is Nimos, one is Mishubach, and one is Muter. So when he discusses this, the songs that are conducive to frivolity, not songs that are expressive of Nibul Peh, that's Muzer. But the songs that are conducive to frivolity, he includes them in the category of Nimos, not in the category of Muzer. So the reason is why the Rambam doesn't mention, he only mentions in Hilchos Taanis the Iser of music as Avilus Hanachum, but he doesn't mention the Iser of songs that are conducive to frivolity, because according to the Rambam, this Iser is not an Iser Mitzadatzmei. It is Nichlal Limides Rois. And then the Rambam discusses in Hilchos Deyes. That a person should be restrained in his speech. So Memele, if he sings, if he indulges in songs that are conducive to frivolity and are just derech schreik, so then it's an Avera, he's a Chete, because he's not a Balmides. So he doesn't have to mention it explicitly, because the Iseras Aveles, so that is a Din Mitzadatzme. And that kind of a song that is expressive of Nibul Peh or Loshon Hara, so that is Muzer, so that the Rambam mentions. But songs that are not expressive of any Nibul Peh, but they arouse, they might arouse the dormant emotions in the person, so that's not Oser because of his special Maisi Iser. That's Oser Mitzad Midas Rois. So that the Rambam discusses, in Hilchos Deyes, just as the Rambam doesn't mention an Iser of being a Shikah. Because being a shiker is an iser that comes in days. So that's also a iser. But it's not, there was no special takone that the Chachomim assert, let's say, frivolous singing. But if somebody indulges in frivolous singing, not only if he indulges, if he just, even if he sings at a random, the Hakoy Balme, so he's not a Balmides. So it's like someone who shikers. What Isser is there in shikering? There is no Isser. There is no Lavderaise. But he's not a Balmides, he's a Baltaive. And if he indulges in frivolous music, in rock and roll music, he's not a Balmides. So he's a Chayte because on the score of Mides. That's the reason as to why the Rambam didn't mention it in Yod HaZok. Because it's included in Mides. But the Chiyuv Mitzad Aveiles, that is a special takone that he mentions. Now, the Meiri in Seite, when he mentions, so from the Rambam we see the Zimrim Nolondoser, that's Aveiles and the Chub. The Meiri in Seite, now Teisve says that Zimum Nol Doser, so he mentions the Mishnah in Seite. Knan Mishab Got was an Eder and Botel Shir Misa Mishtois. Shenema Bishir Li Ish Liay. So it's Mashmah from Teisve that's based upon the Aveles for the Chum, and the Rambam also mentions it as Aveles for the Chum. But the Mirishite is different. He says, Mishab Got was an Eder and Botel Hashir Misa Mishtois. Rotzalima beis chupas chasani, v'remes lidovor skeini mishar shofsu, v'achurim in ginosom, u'pir shebital mid amayrov, shebizman ha-sanhedrin, hoi sor'im ha-sanhedrin aleyen, v'lo yor'im rin dvar nivolo bishim. So according to the Miri, there is no singing v'beis ha-mishtois is oser, not as avilas ha-nechur. But why does the Mishnah say Mishabotl Sanhedrin, Botl Hashir Bisa Mishtois? The implication being that as long as the Bisamigdash existed and the Sanhedrin functioned to the Lishkes Hagozis, it was not osir to sing songs Bisa Mishtois. So he says, as long as the Sanhedrin functioned, Hoyso Ima Sanhedrin Aleyim, Velo Yoim in Dvarni Vola Mishia. But at the Churban, Mishabot was Sanhedrin, so Memele, the control ceased. So Memele, every song, Bibes HaMishtois, except if it's a Isudas Mitzvah, but every song, Bibes HaMishtois, had the potential of demoralizing people, was conducive to frivolity. As long as the Bibes HaMishtois existed, and there was Emes Sanhedrin Aleihem, and the Sanhedrin inspired all the Jews, so then there was, every Jew had a certain control over his own activities. But Mishechor HaBeis HaMikdash, Mishebotel Sanhedrin, so the Emes Sanhedrin, the control of the Sanhedrin was removed. So Mimele, it was conducive to Dvar Nivolo Bishir. In other words, according to the Miri, it's not based, it's not B'tiras Aveiles and the Chum, but the Chum marked the time when any song, no matter what the content of the song is, so it marked the time that any song B'beis HaMishtois is conducive to frivolity and demoralization. That's the Shita of the Miri. But the Shita of the Rambam is that it's only Bitzad Aveiles and the Chum. Now, yes, what is it?
Would the Rambam imply that, let's say, people think excessively serious positions, they go very wild and seem to commit spirits in a very wild way, even though they basically, the people who originated it, may have had a good couple.
Then, what is the purpose of the singing? Is the purpose
to
inspire themselves, or the purpose is, you know, to just to have fun? If the purpose is just to have fun, you know, so that's variety. If the purpose is to inspire themselves, so then it's not awesome. That's what the Rambam says. The average person, so excessive singing is conducive to variety. There are other people where excessive singing might inspire them. But these are exceptions. The Rambam says in the period,
so
in the Chuba.
Wasn't Shem Shem, but they get carried away.
That's right, they get carried away, yeah, of course. So, all right. Omer Ravuni Banosel Rav Asher, Maidach Siv Kino Vidimuno Vad Adol. Omer Matvose De Arz Yisroel Kohoshe. It stands in Arz Yisroel. Omer Oto Anoli Yedanit Matvose De Arz Yisroel Kohoshe. El Rav Giyem Argeze Oma Bo. Time. Kol sheyesh likin al chaveir evidemei sheichin adiad eiselidim. So that's in line with what Rabbi Lezer said to Maruki. In other words, dim badishem v'Yisrael. Omer leilam ato tzikla akum damono v'n sansano hochanamo. Omer leyave rav gviyem v'argize hoche havom v'taymi. Rabachem v'chezoi omer v'hoche. Kol mi sheyesh li tzakas ligimo al chaveir. Shegezel memeno v'yered lechayov v'sharim izin eiso. But this is only midas chsides. It's not an isa, but it's a midas chsides. Omalei rishgalus el ravune. Clearly, we know and osa. How do we know that he garland is osa? Clearly, omalei mid ravone. Ditnam bipul meshal aspionus gozlo atoges hasonim valayirus. Irus is a certain kind of rebel. Is a certain table de chatpume beuzugam kaskis. So they assert atores hasan. So Rashi says bepumes chayu shel aspiones kini shibotis aleim valeirus klile hoyoisim atores lachasanim yeishal zov vichesef tzuis umtziyoris begofris umelach. V'yeshel vered v'hodes, now the roses or hadasi. So in other words, klile means like a crown, doesn't it? So it was some of the crowns were real crowns, so it's all and kesev, and some were made out of roses or flowers, a garland. So that is osa. So that is osa. It goes la toves hasani v'alius ad hoche kom rabunel lafnui. Omle Rafiz de Kroxi, Kiyamadi Shemelikin, Hosea Mitzneser Varimatoro, Zois Loisois, Hashbei Lagbei, Vagovea Hashbei, Vichimayin Mitznefes El Satoro, El Lemeloch, Bisman Shemisnefer Rishkin Godl, Ator Rishkodom, Nisal Mitznefer Rishkin Godl, Nisal Kator Rishkod, Adoche Oser Avune, Ashkirin de Abias, Omle Yolikin, Midrabon, El Chiz de Shmoch, Chiz de Miloch, Chizdoi Miloch. Rabine Ashkechali Marba Rabashe Dav Godel Klilali Brati. So he made a garland for his daughter. Omalei Lusovalo Ma Hosea Mitznefes Vorema Toro. Omalei Dumye de King Godel Bigavre Avo Binashe Loi. Binashe Loi. Now, what does it mean now that he's asleep? There's the Kashi here. Vigabei. Vikash. Vot nam bishile perik basra di seite bipume shol tuites. Gozo a tore shol kale. So even by women, it's osea. A tore is osea. Al mishtik zere soyu. Bipume so gishin shla aspiones. First, aspiones made the first siege over Yerushalayim. And then Titus became the commander of another regiment that made the siege on Yerushalayim. So Bepul Mesogishem Maspionis made the siege of Yerushalayim, so the Chachomim Asered HaTore Shal Chassanim. Bepul Mesachin Shal Titus Gozlo Gamal HaTore Zakal. So you see Binashi, it's also Oseh. Yesh Leima Asheim Pisrein HaTore Zakal HaTore Zchassanim. Dehochan Menim. Gam HaTore Zchassanim Loishon Loishon Malav Yigofnis. Avol Shalem Vered Vohodes Buter. Ushmuel Omav Shal Vered Vohodes Oseh. So in other words, when the Yemores, so in connection with Chasanim, so every garland is Oser. Not Davke ground that has Zov or Kesef. But in connection with Kaleis, with women, so only an Yoshel Zov, an Yoshel Zov is Oser, as Aviles and Lechum. So, and even a Yoshel Zov is a certain tachshit that is worn on the head. It's also in the form of a garland, but there is Zov or Kesef in that garland. But if the garland is made, is, it consists of a wreath of flowers, no Zov or Kesef, so then it is muter. It is muter for a garland. Masheim kein, ligabe chasanim, so it's also any garland, whether it has Zov or it doesn't have Zov. So, this is what Yemor means. So, do me the King God will be Gavre, Al Nashalei, Mai Zois, Loi Zois, Dorosh Rabar Avire, Zimin Omer, Shmid Rav Ameh, Zimin Omer, Shmid Rav Asa, Bishor Shomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisroel, Hosei HaMitzne Vezvor Im HaTor, Omer Malach HaShoresh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam, Zeis Lehem Yisroel, שהקדימו לפניך בסיני, נאסר לנשמע, אומר להם, לא יזו ישראל לישראל, שהשפילו את הגביה והגביר את השופט, והעמידו צלו בצלם בהיכל. דורש רב אביר הזימן לא משמיד רבה מהזימן לא משמיד רב אסק, מה היא תכסיב? כל יום עד השם, עם שלמים וחיים רבים, וחיים נוגי זו ואובה. That posik has reference to אנשי נינווה. So in other words, the פשוט של מיקרו tells us that no matter how many there'll be in Nineveh, so they will be destroyed. So what the Gemara darshan, Simrei Odom Shem Zanei Sof Mitzimtsomi, Yasem En Tzdoko, Vikol Shkin Kshei Merubi, Mai Vechei Nogezu, Vova Atonin Vrabi Shmuel, Kol Agezis Minchoso, Veisem En Tzdoko, Nitzel Medino Shogene, Mosho, Lishtei Vechei Lishoy Yevriz, Vamayim Achaz Zuzo, Vachasei Nekzuzo, Zuzo Ofro, Vashei Nekzuzo Loi Ofro, Vinisicho, Omo Mazutre, Achlone, Amesparnis, Me Tzdoko, Yasem Tzdoko, Yasid Doko, Lien Choi, Tone, Rabiesei, Shuvi Marley Simone Anis. In other words, if somebody is anony himself and still he gives Doke, so that's a very big mitzvah. It's a very big mitzvah. The Rambam says, in Riches Matonis Anim, that even an oni Hamisparnis Minat Doko is Mechuyev to give Doko. But it all depends how much he gives. And if he's derik himself, and he decides not to have any luxuries, and to lead just a life with necessities in order to be able to give his doctor, then it's a very high madre. All right, now the thesis. Atores chasanim pirish bekuntres atora mamish. So a chosn is not allowed to make a garland on his head, a chosn. Ve'nire, doma alo b'fir beis yiseiter v'yishono leveret v'shal hodes, avul shalkanim v'shal chiles muter, v'in derech lasis atorom v'shal kanta. That's not such a strong kasha, because why couldn't a garland be made out of small reeds? But Eise says that from that gemara it's mashma that atoros chasanim does not have reference to atorom mamesh, to a garland worn on the head. But el atoresh eisin kein kifo, like a canopy, a chupi. Uvereish kodom dikoma lav davke bereish mamesh el umaylam reish. Now you're not allowed to make a chupi. I mean, all the chupis, everybody has a chupi, and that's a canopy over the heads of the chosn and the kale. The answer is because the Gemara says in regard to atoros chasanim, lo yishono l'shol veret v'shol hodes. In other words, so in Achaname, according to Teisves, it's also to make a canopy exclusively out of flowers. So the canopies are made, usually are made of material, of velvet, of material. So that kind of atoros is muter. But to make a canopy over the chosen's head, out of flowers, out of rodim, of roses. So that is also according to Tesis. Uverish kolodim dikoma elatora sheisin kein kifa. Uverish kolodim dikoma lav davki berish mamish elomaylam reish. Uvisachas midas itnan atora shebchaleinis pioshanam agenim kein kifis mizoveis sheisin bchaleinis. Viloy have klila didhave ki ahid bameisho dikoma nofi kame klila binadoi. So in other words, and it's not the klila didhave. So that the Gemara discusses in Shabbos. In Shabbos, the Gemara says that a woman is not allowed to go out on Shabbos with an Yoshal Zohar. But that only on Shabbos it's Osa. Rabbi Akiva, but only on Shabbos it's Osa. But Meisachel, it's muta for a woman to put on an Yoshal Zohar, a garland with gold on it. But a kale as Avilas on the Chum was Osa. And that bepumes achin shaltitus the chachomim assert a neoshal zov on the head of the kale, but only on the, for a kale it's osir, but for another woman it's not osir. Rabbi Akiva made for his wife, he made a tachshit neoshal zov. So the whole shia Yerushalayim shal zov is derived, originated in that gemara that Rabbi Akiva made a neoshal zov. A neoshal zov for his wife, so that's not osa, but only for a kali it's osa. Mashein kein on Shabbos, so it's osa for any woman to wear a neoshal zov. Why? Because a neoshal zov was not a common tachshit; it was an unusual tachshit. So there is exere dum shalfe. Maybe if the woman would be allowed to wear a garland of zov with Zov in it on Shabbos, so when she meets one of her friends, she'll take it off and inadvertently, she might carry it in her hands while showing the garland shall Zov, the ear shall Zov. So because of that, it's Oser. But Mechel, for all other women, it's Muter to wear an ear shall Zov. Mashenkin, by Kali, it's Oser. So by Kali, it's Oser only a certain kind of a klile, that's a neoshal zov, but a garland that is made out of roses is muta. Masheim kim negiyah chasanim. So any garland is osa, whether it has kesev, zov, flowers, any kind of garland, or like a crown, on the head, for chasanim is osa. So, dumi da torres kaskalizim for jmeseite, the year shall zov, who fear by my isha, my sister isha, be a shall zov, Michal the Behin Shori, El Dafke Hassanim Vikalis also, Mishim Simcha Isere, but Hassanim, any garland is also there, and Kalis only year shall zov. Kedai Murino also, say for Maklish of Rish Hassanim, Bisman Shem is never Rish King Godel, the Isha Shakin, she can head yet Kruyo Mikbas, Kilxivo Sisoem, Abnatim Mikbois, Unforish Revor Mishim Dokin, head yet Lohoyo Tzitz, Voisodelo Kruyo Mikbas, our Shakin Godlo is Octano Kruyo Mitznefes. Miu Emery, the Ashikom Loshnag More, the Koranam Mitznefes, we shall head yet. Befailing Borisheno, be Yume, the Oman Eto Mitznefes, shall Echelman, Bafilo Yishovis, no Katoche Berish King Godlo, Vishin Oserel Hassanim, King Forest, Kain King Godlo, Shurish Visarbi Israel. So we see from this Gemore, the Gemore says here, Nistalko mitznefes merish kol ken godo, nistalko atoro merish kol odo. But the Chachomim didn't aser an atoro for any other person who is not a chosn. So only for a chosn he asered. Why? Because a chosn is named the king godo. I mean, everybody knows of the Maimah Chazal that chosn named the melech, that's a pirke de rablezer. But there is another aloche, that chosn named the king godo, and this is this Gemara. And this is this Gemara that Chosn is Dimri King Godel. Bizman she nistalko mitznefes merish King Godel, nistalko atoro merish kolodom. And what does it mean kolodom? Not kolodom, but King King Godel, because Chosn is Dimri King Godel. And the Gemara Meit Kotno also says minayin lechosn shemeisel bereish. Is nayin lechosn shemeisel bereish. So the Gemara, says Shenemar Chosan Yechayin Beia, Makayin Bereish, Af Chosan Bereish, Makayin Bereish Shenemar Mikdash Day. But it doesn't mean the Mikdash Day that applies to every Kohen Gadol. No, it has reference to a special Mikdash Day that applies to a Kohen Gadol, because just as there is a mitzvah incumbent upon Yisraelim to be mechabed any kain had yet because of Mikdash Day, so there is a special chiyuv to be mehader kain gadol. So ma kain means kain gadol, meisiv bereish af chosn meisiv bereish. So that means that not only is chosn deimel melech, but chosn is deimel kain gadol also. So the mokia that mokia for chosn deimel melech is a pirkei d'Rabbeinu. But the mokia that chosn is deimel kain gadol is a gemara meiskotin. And also this Gemara, that Nistalko Atoro, Nistalko Mitznefes Meresh King Godel, Nistalko Atoro Meresh Godel. Because of that, the Chachomim Aseret and Atoreb a garland Meresh Godel.
Abidim and Rekim and Mizrach. So, the Akol Itzofen, Bakol Itzofen. That means that Akol constitutes the northern limit. And Akol itself is already north of Eretz Yisrael, Akol itself. Ve'rimin, hoyo mahalich ma'akol igziv, mimine ilim mizrach haderech tmei yom ishim eretz ha'amim, d'chachot mimorgei zatume, an chutz lovitz. So, if he was walking from Akko to Gziv, Mimino Mizra Derech, San Devayit. So it's Tomi, it's Chutzlovitz. Uptura Mina Maisem, Lashvis, Hashivol Loch Shechayeves. Mismil Maya Vaderech, Teheiro Mishmer Tzam, Vichayeves, Vimais Vero Vishvis, Hashivol Loch Shechayeves. Now here there is a very strange Rashi. Mimine, Mimimre Da Akko Litzvine Da Tzishol Kaime, Visei Fatsofi. And Akko itself is already north of Eretz Yisrael, because the Mishnah says the Akko Kitzot. But we see that Akko is not north of Eretz Yisrael. From this, Price and the Tisept, Mimini L'Mizrach HaDerech Hashte Mashmalon, the Akko Kaime Bigvu Mizrocha Shal Eretz Yisrael. Now it's very strange, I mean everybody knows that Akko is a port. It's on the Mediterranean Sea. It's on the Meirim. It's on the Meirim of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, everybody knows that. So that's the Rambam's Kashi against Rashi. I mean, it's a Dor Yudua. Now, let's visualize, now, this Gemara. So this is Mizrech. This is Meirim. This is Dorem. This is Sof. So Rashi says, Hashto, Mashmalon, the Akko Kaimo Bigvu Mizrocha Shel Eretz Yisrael. Actually, Alim Demes. I mean, the Rashi is very strange. Alim Demes, so Akko, if this is Meirev, here is the Mediterranean Sea, so Akko is here. Let's say Gziv is further north. So let's say, so this is the path that leads, let's say, from Akko to Gziv. But he said, Hashem Mashmalon, the Akko Kaimo. So v'derech hamalaches mi'akol mitziv. So if somebody walks here, now this of course is chutzlor, because the Gemara is assuming that Akko is on the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael. So this is Eretz Yisrael. This is the gua of Eretz Yisrael. So if Akko is on the eastern border, so then, and it's Moshuk, a little bit to the Saradore, now Ziv is here. So, and then, so, let's say, if Akko, now, who you hear of Akko with you? So let's say, this is Akko. And then, he walks out of Akko, towards Ziv.
So, who you hear from Apple and Tree? So, that means if you walk here on the eastern border, so, we need a little bit of that air. So, we need the cookbook. So, even if the DDK, Neapolis, and Apple, so then there would be no difficulty with it. With this kind of an image. In other words, that this, here is Apple, and then you walk south of Apple, north of Apple, north of Apple, at the eastern border of the Arctic Pole. So the middle and middle of Hadera is Kuklore, and the middle and middle is all about the Kuklore. But according to this, this is, if we assume that Apple itself is south of the Arctic Pole. If Apple itself is south of the Arctic Pole, well then, well, you hear an Apple is green. If you walk northward, so the middle and middle of Hadera. So it's the Floret, and the mind of Adonai the Shah is oil, it has the whole terrain of God's soil. We smell it. And the west. But the minister say that the apple is soft and the apple is soft. That is soft. So apple itself, so here is already Kutla, is already north of God's soil. Apple is not south of God's soil. In other words, if I say the northern border would be A, okay? So then there would be no difficulty. So in other words, so we say, you mean any other, but the upper kitchen, so here is already Kutla. So that means that all of north of here, now let's see, here is the northern border. So all of every piece of territory north of here is already Kutlore. So how can you say Die nicht, dass es sich auf die Freude kann. Die nie nach der Halle auf die Freude. So, die Mollet ist, ja, Adrin von Adli, der Bismoyer, der Blinke in der Mismon, war der Baum. So, ich mache noch an dich Reise, dass Apo itself is not good for it. Apo itself is not good for it. And only when you start walking out, north of Apo. So then, to the right is Kutlaret, to the left is Arctic Oil. But according to the Mishra, so if Apple itself is Kutlaret, so north of this line is all Kutlaret. So the Gemara says, Omar Abaye is Kulema. Now, the diagram, I mean, certainly not accurate, the diagram, because you can't tell anything. I mean, from the guy. So, I mean, according to the diagram, according to the diagram, so Apo is on the eastern border of Africa. And that's the danger of the field. But Rashi himself says, you see it. Now, so we see. So Rashi says, the two and Apo, the little Apo, the top eight, the two and the Africa. Or if there is two of Toro, you can say the apple is a shopping, the human article. Now, he then says the article, actually, translating it here. Now, Now some would say, and according to Rashi, I mean, Rashi couldn't deny the Mitzvah, I mean, the Mitzvah is the Taco is the core. You can have a Mediterranean Sea, a Mediterranean Sea. There's the Nile, there's the western border of the Israel. So how can Rashi say the Taco is here or not is here? So that some would say that there are two apples in order to explain this fact. That there are two apples according to Rashi. In other words, the apple that we know, we just spoke to the apple, that's the core, that's an Mediterranean Sea. But there's another apple. And in other words, and when the meat is discussed, the apple is certain, the apple is certain, or when the bridegroom is discussed in the hallway, mentioned, for the Malach Matthew, he's not referring to the apple of today that we know, that is the core of an Mediterranean Sea. But it's referring to a different apple that was an Eastern ball. The custom set up here. But that's very, very strange. It's very, very strange. Now, so, but it seems to me that from Rashi's question is only Matmai. Why is Rashi Nidai? Rashi is Nidai. Rashi Matmai. The upper time of the womb is also for Rashi's question. Why did he say Rashi Matmai? Matam is there. Masma. The apple finally moving on. So I said, why has to now? Now has the implication only now in the Havamim of the morning. In the Havamim of the morning, it was assumed that apple is in the office of the world. But not only in the morning. So that means really, we have to say, according to Rashi, not that there are two apples. But that was really, of course, from the Havamim of the Gemara, so we have to say, I mean, it's not that I have to say Havamim, contrary to the obvious geography of the Gemara. So in other words, we have to say, according to the Havamim of the Gemara, we would have to assume that there are two apples. Because there is one apple, which is called apple today, and as a matter of fact, it's mentioned, in Jason is mentioned in Apo, and from there it appears that it's from Yam. So in other words, so there are two apples besides the Apo that is on the Yam, so there is also another apple, according to Havana, that's not according to my story. That's why Rashi says, Rashi Matma. Now, so in order to say, now, this diagram, according to this diagram, Apo, is an Eastern border, according to this diagram. So I don't know whether this diagram was made by Rashi himself, I don't know, I mean, maybe it was made by someone who wanted to explain the Rashi, to make it more easy, so he put in a diagram. I mean, I'm not so sure about all the diagram in Rashi or the diagram in the Ramban, in the Ritual. I don't know whether these diagrams are authentic, I mean, whether they were made by the beginning themselves, maybe someone, in order to explain, to make it easier, to understand, so it's in a diagram. So, maybe the diagram is completely wrong, and it's not made by Rashi, by somebody else. And if it was made by Rashi, so Rashi made this diagram according to Havamim of the Gemara. But it's not a diagram that is to be considered according to Matanah. So then the Gemara says, Omar Abaye, Rishimatke. What is here, Rishimatke? Rishimatke Leil, Omar Kobitopin, Ribwe de Akitan. Elo, there is two of so, or you to say, Miyako, which are talking there as it were. In other words, now, the Gemara is saying that Apo is on the western border, Irian, So apparently, we have to say, I mean, when we go over the Ramban, even though the Ramban doesn't explain the whole Gemara, the way Rashi does, but it's very likely that Matkona of the Gemara, according to Rashi, is the same as Matkona of the Gemara, according to Ramban. Except that according to Ramban, the Gemara knew all the time that Apo is on the western border. And according to Rashi, So the other meaning of the Gemara was that Apo is a Nisbanto. So now the Ramban says that the point is not only the Gemara. So when the Vaisa says, Hoyam Hayek Ma'apolisi, now let's say, this is Apo. This is Apo. So Apo has, this is Apo. Now, Apo has the Western zone. So let's say this back is the Western zone of Apo. Mamu Kabayat. And this is the Eastern zone of Apo. And Hoyam Hayek Ma'apolisi, the point of the Ramban, you see the Ramban. So, in other words, he's walking out of Apo. He's walking out of some Apo to Jesus. In other words, when he walks here, in the middle, he says that he says, he walks his path in the middle of Apo. So, in other words, this is the Western zone, and this is the Eastern zone of Apo, and this is the Western zone of Apo. And here, so he's lying at the midpoint, in the midst of the wind of Apo. So he walks, so this is the material. The material comes of the whole thing. In other words, this is the whole thing. What he says. And in the zone, this is the Eastern zone of the Mishir, and this is the Western zone of the Mishir. And he walks from Apo, from the mid point of Apo, and he walks like this, all the way up to this. So Minimum Hadera, in other words, the deal, the Eastern zone of this system, and the Western zone is soil. Now, he walks to the Ramban says, in the Havamin of the Gemara, that the one that when the Braise says, Hoyam Hayek, Miyakol is Jew. So he was walking at the eastern border of the Holy Spirit. He was walking here. But then, according to my son of the Gemara, he is not walking at the eastern border of the Vituya, but he is walking in the middle of the Mishir. He's walking in the middle of the Mishir. So Menino is Mishmeyer. And Mishmeyer in my Havera is there. Now it's not so difficult. Because through that the Meyakov is talking, Meyakov is talking. So that means now the Yerushalmi of it. The Yerushalmi says that Apo has two heads. Now, usually, for first blood, everyone would assume that when the Yerushalmi talks of two heads of Apo, and the Arkitoyal zone of Apo, and the Chutnore zone of Apo, that is divided into the southern zone and the northern zone. Because the southern zone and the northern zone. Let's say, this is roll out. Now, this whole thing is up. Because these two boxes are up. So, it's not for the Ramban. One would be tempted to assume that he is the Yerushalmi nation and all the same nation of Jesus and the Ramban and the all the same nation of Yerushalmi. There are two zones in Apo. So, we have for Apo, we zone of Apo in the Arctic oil, the one that is the Sadonis. So, in other words, now, so this is Doran, and this is Doran. So this is the oil, and this is Kutron. But from Ramban it's not Masma that way. From Ramban it's Masma, the western zone of Apo, so is the oil. So in other words, this and this is the oil. Now, when you say the apple is talking, the apple is talking. So you use this and this. The apple is talking, the apple is talking. So that means the starting here, so it's already chutzlore, starting here. But it's already chutzlore, in other words, I'm going eastern dog. But here is still out of prayer. So then, if he walks in the middle of the ritual, if he walks in the middle of the ritual, so then, the new name is Rahaderer, so it's no longer to learn the army. So here is Thomas. And when the Mishnah says, the apple is talking, the apple is talking, he doesn't mean the whole thing of apple is not about the cross. He only means that this part, this western zone, I'm sorry, this eastern zone of apple is to talk, is not about the cross. But the western zone of apple, listen to this, is not about the cross. And then, if you start walking here, in the middle of the retreat, so, the middle of the retreat, so on the whole retreat, the whole terrain, that stretches out and extends up to sea, is chutzlore. So, it's chutzlore, and so of course, here there is no doubt, I mean of course it's chutzlore. But even this part is chutzlore. But this whole thing, from this whole thing up to this, is chutzlore. This is how the Ramban explains it. This is how the Ramban explains it. But the Ramban, so Rashi could also explain it that way. But the only difference between the Rashi's class and the Ramban's class comes here in the fact that where is it called the Rashi? So the Halamin of the Gemara was the Tafo is an eastern border, and then the Gemara says that Apo is a western border, and the Holy Hale, the Apo is here. So means that he was walking here, and this is our Tafoya. The western zone of Apo is our Tafoya. The western, and he gets to this western zone of Apo, the Mishnah doesn't say, the Apo is talking back up to talking. So when the Mishnah says, the Apo is talking back up to talking, the Mishnah limits itself to the eastern zone of Apo. But he does not refer to the western zone of Apo. Now the Bible, you know, always tells us that he, the Apo is here, so, I mean, about this, we excuse the city to the name, it goes without saying that here. But even this part of the ritual, the eastern zone of the ritual, that stretches out of the stage from the eastern zone of Apo to the eastern zone of B, the eastern zone of B is also together. Materially, the western part of the material that extends from the western zone of Apo. And the western zone of Apo is completely out of oil. But yes, so the part of the material that extends from the western zone of Apo is all of the out of oil. It's completely out of oil. When did it become chutzlore? And the eastern? After. From the divine. This is how the Ramban explains it, the Maskon of Gemara, but in the Rashi can also explain it, Rashi doesn't say anything, but it's Maskon from Rashi's Rashi that has the Maskon on the Apo time of the Jewish prophet of Rashi's Rashi. Has the Maskon of the Apo time of the Rashi's Rashi. That's only the Adam, but according to Ramban, it's inconceivable that the Gemara should even have a Adam in it, that Apo is a new son born, because we know Apo is a new born. He's an immaterial history. So he says that according to the Havamina of the Gemara, so that when the Praise says Now you can see the Ramban inside. So you see, I mean, and then you can even take a look at the diagram. The diagram is actually either an erroneous diagram which was put in by somebody else, or if Rashi put it in, if Rashi put it in, so first of all, if Rashi put it in, so in the course of the years, it might have been changed, you know, the diagram. But if Rashi put it in the way it appears now, so the diagram was put in by Rashi for to explain the Havamim. Not enough. Why should Rashi put in, make the diagram to explain the Havamim and not Maskone, all right? Maybe because the Tony Maskone is not so difficult. But the Tony Havamim is very strange, so that's why he put in the diagram. I don't know who put in the diagram. Now let's see the Ramban. Aber wie zu erlangt, diese Straße, mir ehrlich ist vorher, die Akkur in die Troche von Richtung, die Akkur, und mich diese Chode wie zu erlangt, mich alle in die Mone, und ich muss sagen, wie die Gäume. So im Echern, was kann ich das sagen, die Jumme, die Zuhe, die Leute, die zu Kotteli, und Mai, Oma, die Tanne, die Maya, Italy, Italy, die Tanne, die Hitze, weil ich komme so, wie du, aber ich muss sagen, ich sage, und mich diese Zuhe, die Zuhe, with a lot of small, we have to know the degree. Suppose someone, even if it's the smallest victim of this disorder, we still have to know the degree. What if somebody claims something? Is it highly organized or not? I mean, that is not important. It's whether it's a big disorder or a small disorder. And if small disorder, you also have to know the status of the small disorder. All right. When my story is not a mystery, we call cold and so we do it. I mean, the cold is a mystery. It's highly nice and the whole thing is all. But you hold from the family age. You should have my friends, I got you. Call up your team, Mr. Simon. Or if you're sure you're Mr. Simon, you're here. I mean, that's the same part of the thing to test that you're in the trash. The age is what you do. Now, if you're in the trash, you're coming to us. So, I call you, then you're some border. Where is your door? So, your door is the echo of what I own. You can't come over the city, so you don't come with that. I don't mean. You are going to do a lot of things, you are seeing some of them. Why? Because you can only see your feet. So, I mean, so I call you down with your own feet. I will talk on you, and you can have it. You can call it because of the guy, so the actual is talking about the spoil. The spoil is a bad. You can see a car. You can see a car when the actual way is. The actual is loud, which was. Behind you, this man, the actual is up. As I said before, so we call them to talk about Tua. The more I knew the identity and the location of Akko. But the more I thought that this is Hoyo Mahali, the Akko is here, so it means here. So the more I heard, the guy's Akko is from the story, that's from the bar, from the start of Akko, we're not going to call it, put on it. Finally, I'm not stuck, I am not going to. Da hast du am Himmel des Ruhe nachgemerkt, so ich doch nicht sag mal. Und wo Chos Jakob, die in Sechert unter die Tür hat sie, die Chos Jakob, gut mit der Tür, und ich doch nicht sag mal, und wo schon ist denn in der Tür, und Jakob ist doch nicht einfach stoppen. In other words, wenn die Mischung steht, und Jakob ist doch nicht einfach stoppen, die Mischung has reference to the eastern zone of Akko. Das Chos Jakob, das North of Akko. Da hat der Rest in Jakob ist wie die Mischung, but the western zone is not north of Africa. That at the southern end of the western zone of Akko is at the southern end of Africa, but not north of Africa, because it's still Africa. The western zone is still Africa. In both of you know, because the Africa is very first, because the Akko is still for a soldier from the beginning of Africa, the agenda for the apostles is the midpoint of the ritual. שיחות יעקב, הוא מכוון את שיעת המגבית, ואמרו למינים לדרך מיו, לפני מרדרך תראה, שיהיה איתו ושלו את איתו להצפוי, ועכשיו אני של יעקב אבו שלו להצפוי כאן, שיהיה איתה לי שימון עם הדרך שיהיה את מעט המגבית, לא איתו של הדרך עצמו בגלל, אלא מפני שהדרך מכוונת למיטרה של יעקב, הרי לי כאילו חוץ מתוח, למיטרה חף, עד בי, יהיה להצפוי, אלא היא אמרו מעט המגבית להצפוי כאן, ניחסת מיטו ראשון לסגרים או הוא מחוץ לו רצישה מעט ראשון לסגרים אם זה נעשינם שלהליך מעט ראשון אלו מסוג הדרך עצמת ויהיה יצא לשימונת של גמור של הבועל גמור איזה קשת אימאים רפמדו שמישי שפי דת אקו דת אקו איזובדית נו אולו בקו איזובדי נו of the whole ריבוע ועד ישראל But from the Bible in the Holland, it's Masma, that with the beginning of Akko, so the Ribu Averti Koi, that is him. That is him. The Ribu Averti Koi, 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 that is him. אז היא חייבת, לפני יום הרגל, שירום שמרת לנו חייבת מהזכיר, כי לא רואה שאישור. אז היא חייבת, אנחנו לא יודעת מישהו משמעות, ואז היא באה אותו. אומר, הבאי היא ריצורה. So, ריצור אינת, So what is new between us is that it comes out here. So then the Gemara is next Kashi from the Ramban. The Ramban is the next Kashi. What kind of Kashi is the Gemara is it? The only son of Simone Ho. Of course it's important. Large or small, we have to know the status. So he says, but according to the Ramban, the Gemara is Kashi is as follows. Now you say that the Gemara comes out here in the point. Not here. So this flamer is the price in all of it. When he says, Hoya Malach Akhlech Zvi, he's a reference to someone who walks on the eastern border of the Holy Spirit. So then he tells us that from here, and a faithful Aram, so it's already Chutzlore. So that's why you have to give us a Tumet. But according to what you say now, that the true master comes out from the midpoint, not that the one who walks. Yaakov Zvi walks here, the eastern border, but he walks here, in the middle, in the middle. So in the middle of the true, Samimele is not giving us a statement as to the status of the whole terrain at Israel. If we want to assume that the Braise, when he says, Hoya Mahalich Me'akol Ezri takes reference to someone who walks on the eastern border of the Holy Spirit. So the Simon is being given by the Tanner in respect to the whole terrain east of that borderline. So maybe there couldn't be any confusion, there couldn't be any mistake. But now, that you say that the Braise is referring to someone who walks at a midpoint and no path in this place. So it's exactly, sometimes it goes zigzag like this, sometimes it goes zigzag like this, and again like this. So how can the Braise give a human on a small strip? Because if we say that the Braise is referring to someone who walks on the eastern border, so then the signal is given not just on its most area, on its most street. Then the signal is given that from here on, it's Chutzlore at a peaceful area. So even though the Derech is Mizake, but it's still a good signal. Without any confusion with that. But now that you say that the Tame is not giving the signal on the whole terrain, east of the line on which he's walking. Because as far as this is concerned, so that of course is east Chutzlore. He's giving us a sinner on a small strip. Now a small strip for some time it might be misled. Because no path is a straight path, so it goes this way, that way. So why did he give us the healing? Because the Lord is the Lord, so he's fine. We have an assembly healing over there too. It was open to Jesus. No actual path is a straight line. And still the process is the healing. So here too, the family healing is healing. The fool that sometimes it might be stuck in the gutter and then the human wouldn't apply. So that's why you say, Ati Vodalok, he felt in the Bible, Ati Vodalok, he hired it. But on the whole, he's not Ati Vodalok. So then, they say, we assume that this is the right thing. This is what he said. But, you know, he can act around the funeral at the same time. He always finds the money in the agenda to let the Catholic be prohibited to have their past mother back. And when he makes agenda to the agenda to meet with the past, so then it is all right. If we say that the Bible says that if someone walks under some border, so then there is no difficulty in the family giving the sinner. Because then he gives the sinner to a limitless survey. In other words, if of this line of ambiguity walking, so it could work. So, Holy is the Ruchut Motuach, the Nibra Chako, Abdi Rivar Tisroel, Elohim Amun Akko is Rivar Tisroel Tisroel Tisroel, and the Chesed to the Nibra Chomitof and Atzeh Eilom, who Mechut Loret, but now you say that this, that in other words, that only this, the Eastern Zone is Chut Loret, the Eastern Zone of Akko, but this is the Tisroel. So mainly you have to say the story of Baal Matthew has reference to someone who walks just in the middle. So the sinner is not given for the limitless array east of this line. The sinner is given only for a small ship. East of this line, this small ship. And see that the Gerak is in Sakura in my phone office. So mainly it might be included. But the more it is. The mother says, we find that the process itself is a human, even though there it was not absolutely accurate as human either. Because every data, there is no data that his mom is a straight line. So there is a certain point that it gets up in changing, and still the process is a human. So here too, even though at a certain point it gets up in changing, it's dead, but the time of the price of Jesus is it. Every time we not going to see the first time, we have to see the book of Matthew say, hello, we have to see the book of Matthew say, hello, we have to see the book of Matthew say, hello, we have to see the book of Matthew say, hello, we have to see the book of Matthew say, hello, we have to see the book of Matthew say, hello, we have to see the book of Matthew say, hello, we have to see the book of Matthew say, hello, we have to see the book of Matthew say, hello, we in order to explain the ratio, to reduce the difficulty of the ratio to a minimum, that according to Matkone, the ratio explains the Gemara like the Ramban. But the difference between the Ramban and the ratio is in the Havan. Now the Gemara is the Kashi. The only time is the money. So ratio. The only time is the money. At we can, me give a hundred of his students, he has two chesame Simone Allen. So you never say, Choname Yoi Simone. Choname Yoi Simone. Yechvi vayim rin echad ad ishem bishilein, yom yomima, tam ishrin oloi beis eil, mitrocho ha-shemek, lintilo, hoeil eil, mi beis eil, chemo, min egev loveino. Chonam yoi simone, yikiret yoi mishilo, yom rav popo mizrocho, yom rav popo mizrocho, yom mishilo. Kom akro, dikai mishile, yom mishrein yoi bei shokti, val kocho, mizrocho, yom yom shilo kod, shilo mizrocho yoi bei shokti, mizrocho yom mishilo, uvidrei mozho yoi bei no. Now, let's see the table, let's see the table. Hore, that's gonna be the step. מיניה מברכה דרך, ולא ידעתי נביא מיני, יחיד שאילך מעקב אישי, ואילו מיני הבל מברכה דרך. זה מה שאלה לדבר את זה. הוי אמר לך מעקב אישי, הוא ויהיו למזרח הדרך, ויהיו דבור. טוב, למזרח הדרך, לפני יום שמרת העם, שכן זה שיימא דרך ויהיו. Because if we are doing this very minute, in other words, for them it implies that it's possible that the minute is not the Mizrach HaDerech. They say it's impossible. It has to be. It has to be the minute of the Mizrach HaDerech. But without being the minute, the Mizrach HaDerech, the Mizrach HaDerech, the Mizrach HaDerech, the Mizrach HaDerech. And we say, the Tomin HaDerech Mizrachim, they are the minute of the Mizrach. So in other words, in order to give us a human, in order to give it a human, from the main way, we have to make sure that the union is the Mizrach HaDerech. In other words, sometimes the Derech is talking like people. So you can never tell how it goes, whether from north to south, from south to north, or from east to west. From the main way, the Christ tells us, the Christ tells us, the union is the Mizrach HaDerech. The only time is the money of it. Here is the country. Because at the same time with the Ramban raised it. The Heil is Hanoi Sain Vuri Ashi Choyal. So according to the Ramban Pshat, we understand. So the more Pshat is, now that you say that the Mishio, the path, is at the midpoint, so the Tamil is not advising us, it's similar, a clue as to a limit restoration. Please, when we say, that the Tami has reference to the one who walks on the eastern border. So the Tami is giving us a clue as to a limitless delay. So, but now that you tell us that he walks in the middle, so he's only giving us a clue as to a small area. And in that small area, sometimes if you start saying it goes to death. So why do you see him when it might be through us? So, but the concern I see, then the question is, why not? So what difference does it make? Upanjur, Mirzine, Chodr, Mishmir, Mishmir, Chodr, Shimon, now, so, it's possible to say that since Rashi explains, now Rashi doesn't say anything, what is the Maskola in the name? Rashi only explains Haram in the name. He doesn't say anything. But why not explain the Maskon of Gemore in Rashi in the same, according to the same lines of the Ramban? It's possible. But one could argue, no. So, apparently, Rashi does not explain Maskon of Gemore the way the Ramban does. Because if the Rashi says in the Rashi of Gemore is, in Kata Bimori, the only time is the money. At Muyen Tam, Mir Shiva Hotel is Suya Lat Mirche, Tam is the money hour. He doesn't say like Ramban. So then, you could say, since the Kata doesn't explain the more Kata the way the Ramban does, that Rashi's shot in the Maskon of Gemore is not like Ramban. Because if Rashi's shot in the Maskon of Gemore has been like the Ramban, why should Rashi say that the Gemore is Kati Atmui Mitame, Mir Sive Chodor Yisuye, La Yuche Tame Simone Alo? La Yuche Tame Simone Alo? So the Meire, then you could say, and that there is a possibility, that according to Rashi, so true, that we have to say, otherwise the Rashi is very strange. That Rashi, that we have to say. That when Rashi says that Akko is on his own border, so Rashi was just explaining the Havana of Gemara. That is Masma. From Rashi's words, Haske Masma. The indication being only Haske, but not according to Maskone. But maybe, according to Rashi, too, that in Maskone of Gemara, Gemara says that Akko is on the western border. Is on the western border, but not as the Ramban says that Maskon of Gemore says that Hoyo Hilech Makovic is has left it to someone who walks in the middle of the history. No, that Rashi says, according to Maskon of Gemore, So in the price is reference to someone who walks on the Eastern Wall, and then it would follow. You see, because according to Ramban's chart in the Maskon of Zimore, so only the western zone of this Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. But the eastern zone of this Yisrael is Chutzlaret. But if we are going to assume that according to Rashi, the price of Oyo Mahalik Ma'akol Yisrael is reference to someone who walks on the eastern border of the Yisrael, so then it will follow Mishmelei, Rimayev Adarech, that not only the western zone of the Israel, but even the eastern zone of the Israel is also artifact. Is also artifact. No, so we cannot say that. We cannot say that. Because if Rashi would mean that according to Maskon of the Gemara, so Hoyom Halich Me'akovitzi has reference to someone who walks on the eastern line, on the eastern border of the Rishuye, so then it means that the Tanna is giving us a simen, not just on a small area, but he's giving us a simen on the limitless terrain, at Teis Kol Eilom. So how could the Gemara have the Kashe, at Muya Bitamen Yechzid Echod Rishuye? So we have to say, the Kashe means according to Maskon of the Gemara, according to Rashi, Shati, Maskon of the Gemara, so the price of Hoyer Helich Mahalich Mahalik Zid has reference to someone who walks in the middle of the Israel. Oh, so then the question, why does Rashi say, Atmuye Mitame, Mirshide Chode Rishuye, Reatim Chetane Simone Halo? So how does Ramban say? The Ramban says, this way may be for your Mahalich Mahalik Zid. If Hoyer Mahalich Mahalik Zid has reference to someone who walks on the eastern border of the Israel, then there is no difficulty, because then the Tamil gives the Simen, then the Tamil gives the Simen on the whole terrain, east of that line, at Teisol Eilom. So there is no difficulty. But why shouldn't there be a difficulty? It's still to be easy. Because if, now the Ramban says, in the Moreh Tzadkei is, now that you say that the Tamil of all your Mahalik Mahalikzi has reference to someone who walks here in the middle, in the midpoint, and we know that every derech is misaken, it gets off his engine, so it's misleading. So it's misleading. So. But this way, maybe the Tanna has reference to someone who walks here, so then it's all right, because it gives us a clue as to the limitless terrain at Teisol Eilom, east of that land. But the question is, it could be misleading, even if the Tanna has reference to this line, it still could be misleading. Because the Ramban assumes that every derech is misaken. There is no straight line. Every derech is misaken. So Rashi's teaching is that even if the Tanna on the price in Ole has reference to someone who walks on the eastern border, so it still could be misleading. Because suppose he says, and now suppose if he says like this, so in any way, we couldn't say that So the answer is true. If the Tanna of the Bryce in Ole had reference to someone who is walking along the eastern line, so then we understand that why the Tanna, it gives us a clue that might sometimes be seen. Why? Because that's always very important to know, to have a clue as to a limitless terrain. Machain is the Tanna in the Bryce in Ole has reference to someone who walks in the midst of the ritual. So mainly the clue is only given to a small area, and it involves an element of misleading. So in many ways, is it worthwhile? Is it worthwhile to give us a clue that sometimes, even though infrequently, very seldom, but sometimes a person might be misled. So this lay maybe the Tame has reference to someone who walks on the Eastern line. So it is worthwhile to give it a clue that infrequently might mislead a person because of the advantage that is derived from that clue in order to know, to have a clue as to the limitless terrain east of that line. But seeing the Tame is not giving us a clue as to a wide terrain, as to an extensive terrain, just as to a small area. So it would be much better to point out exactly which part of that small area is Eretz Yisrael and which part is Chutzlaret, rather than to describe it in terms that sometimes, infrequently, it might be misleading. So this is what Rashi means. The only time is the money. Asmuim is that Mirchina Chodeh Yisroye. If it has been in a limitless delay, so it's Rashi, even though it has an element of a misleading element, because of the advantage we get from this proof as to an extensive delay. But seeing the Tame has reference to one walk at the deep point, and there is an element of misleading, because the person sometimes, infrequently, might be misled. So let's say he'll start walking, getting off the tangent on the path, like this, and then he'll follow this flow, and he'll assume that he put more to an expert now before. So it's worthwhile to give a clue as to a smaller area when there is an element of being misled. There is a remote possibility of sometimes being misled. Especially if the Tame is referenced to one who walks on the eastern line, on the eastern border. So then it is worthwhile. This is what Rashi means. The only Tame is the money. As we in Tame, you see the Chodeh Yisroye, last you have Tame is the money. All right, now. Anyway, so Rashi's shot is like Rambam in final analysis. But anyway, take with the human, this Rashi's shot to me, that it's more than 3 years, he has no work, and he doesn't pay to give anything money. So Tate says, why not? And then, because you have a Chayim with Hanu Yisayim Gulei Yat Yisrael, there is my Raya, my Raya, my Tenerah Kope, the Omer in the Drocha Shal Yisrael,